Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Habits of a Happy Brain by Loretta Graziano Bruning offers an insightful exploration into the workings of our brain's happy chemicals. Serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphin. Bruning draws on her extensive research in psychology and neuroscience to provide a guide for understanding and enhancing our emotional well-being through the conscious development of new habits. The author makes the science accessible and practical, aiming to empower readers with the knowledge to improve their mood, reduce anxiety, and cultivate a more positive outlook on life. By exploring how these four chemicals shape our experiences of happiness, love, and success, Bruning provides a foundation for readers to retrain their brains for a happier existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your happy chemicals. The book delves deep into the essential roles played by serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphin in our emotional and physical well-being. Serotonin is associated with feelings of significance and respect within social hierarchies. Dopamine drives our sense of achievement, as it is released when we reach goals or fulfill tasks. Oxytocin is tagged as the love hormone, crucial for building trust and bonding in relationships. Lastly, endorphins are the body's painkillers, released during stress or pain to alleviate discomfort. Understanding these chemicals provides readers with a roadmap to leverage natural processes for enhancing happiness and well-being. Secondly, building new habits. Bruning emphasizes the importance of building new habits to stimulate the production of happy chemicals in healthy ways. The book guides readers through the process of identifying and replacing outdated survival behaviors that trigger unhappy chemical responses with positive actions that promote happiness. This involves setting realistic goals, fostering supportive relationships, and finding personal satisfaction in daily activities. Bruning provides practical strategies and exercises designed to help readers make these transformative habits a part of their everyday lives, thereby increasing their capacity for joy and satisfaction. Thirdly, breaking bad cycles. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to understanding how negative patterns of thought and behavior can inhibit the production of happy chemicals, leading to cycles of unhappiness and dissatisfaction. Bruning offers insights into the neurochemical basis of habits and how these patterns become deeply ingrained in our brains. She then outlines methods for breaking these cycles, such as cognitive behavioral techniques, mindfulness practices, and adopting a growth mindset. These strategies aim to help readers disrupt negative thought patterns, tackle addiction, and overcome obstacles to happiness. Fourthly, relationships and happiness. Bruning explores the profound impact of relationships on our happy chemical levels. The book discusses how oxytocin and serotonin play vital roles in forming and maintaining strong bonds with others, and how fulfilling relationships can significantly enhance our emotional well-being. Conversely, it addresses the challenges of loneliness, rejection, and social anxiety through the lens of neurochemistry, offering practical advice for cultivating healthier relationships, enhancing empathy, and building a supportive social network that can sustain and enrich our happiness. Lastly, exercise, nutrition, and sleep. The book also highlights the importance of physical health in maintaining optimal levels of happy chemicals. Bruning discusses how regular exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate sleep contribute to the production and regulation of serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphin. She provides evidence-based recommendations for lifestyle changes that can support mental health and emotional well-being. By addressing these fundamental aspects of health, readers can develop a holistic approach to improving their happiness, demonstrating how intertwined our physical and emotional states are. In conclusion, Habits of a Happy Brain is a must-read for anyone interested in the neuroscience of happiness and practical ways to enhance their emotional health. Loretta Graziano Bruning offers a compelling and accessible guide that will benefit individuals looking to understand their behavior and mood patterns better, and those seeking to improve their quality of life through conscious effort and habit change. The book is particularly valuable for readers who appreciate a scientifically informed approach to personal development, offering effective strategies for boosting serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphin levels. Ultimately, this book empowers readers to take charge of their happiness by nurturing habits that support emotional well-being and a fulfilling life. If you would like to support Loretta Graziano Bruning, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.